How good is it to see Hearns back on the field?
He was good. You know, he's still in that part of the protocol, so just to see him with the light workouts going through, just running and catching. So, you know, he looked pretty good, what he could do.
What's the, if he makes it through tonight, okay, what's the next step tomorrow?
You know, I think tomorrow he has has some contact, you know, but can go through. We have a walkthrough, so he might be able to go through that. So we'll just see where he's at.
Punt returner still an open competition, or you guys kind of?
I think we have a pretty good idea who's going to be. Guys were catching the balls today, you know, going through it. I think we have, you know, we know who we're going to start with and then who's going to be backing up.
I think you talked about the Texans not having Watt earlier in the week, but do you see a noticeable difference in the way they're rushing the passer without him? They're doing different things?
You know, when he was playing, they moved him around a lot, so then other guys moved around. They still do that, but without him, you know, obviously he was a pretty big presence for them. But they're doing a good job now. They're very talented up front. And the way they mix it up, they're very disruptive. And when you go into it, it's not like, oh, they don't have Watt. Now let's attack them this way. It's you still feel a lot of pressure from them, a lot of pressure.
You still have to guard against Blake, though, or any player just going, well, Watt's gone, so it should be easier on us.
Yeah, that's the one good thing about watching film. When you watch the film, you see it, you know, that they're still, like I said, very talented.
Blake had a big part in the running game against the Chiefs, had like 50 yards. What kind of stress can he still put on a defense when he chooses, when he decides to run?
Well, I think there's styles of run. You know, obviously the gun read, the gun read quarterback option stuff is challenging for a defense. And then also, if you want to play certain coverages, like two-man, four-man, you know, where everybody's got their back turns, high safeties, and everybody's leaving the box. That's a different style of run that he can have because everybody's got their, you know, kind of a scramble or extended the play run. So I think it's, you know, two areas that you look at where he's gained yardage. And I think that's what we've been challenging him on. If you see that and you don't see anything open, you know, take advantage of that.
Fedorowicz is a huge body across the middle. How much do you switch up the coverage with him as you would with Kelce last week?
You know what? I think you first, like we talked about, you do it with man, you do it with zone, and then different matchups. And then you build with those, when it's zone, more awareness of where he's at. The two tight ends, when you add them together, I mean, I think they're the top receiving corps. So they really try to get the ball to the tight end. I think there's definitely a comfort level there. And I think with a guy like Hopkins, everybody has such great awareness for him, not only the corners but the safety, that it's opened up some things to the tight end. So you have to have great awareness for him. He's, you know, they're gonna have their place for Hopkins and Fuller if he's available, and then they keep their tight ends involved.
Gus, back to Hearns. Does that ever surprise you? I mean, this guy just keeps bouncing back from one injury after another, 3 or 4 of them at a time.
I know. You know what? He does. He's tough. You can't ever count him out. But, you know, I think that we also got to learn to take care of him. He plays with such, you know, he plays aggressive in the style of blocking and running routes. He's not afraid to go across the middle. So I think it's just, you know, we got to be smart with him as well. But, yeah, he's relentless. He's relentless.